Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
True Confessions.
True Confessions.
Team PXY with Whitney Young and Corey James.
With your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
We've got a woman on hold right now who says she's feeling very guilty for the way that she is feeling. And hopefully getting this secret out there will at least help maybe a little.
Yeah.
All right, let's fire up the voice changer. We are good to go. You're completely anonymous. Let's bring her in. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
So what is it that you are feeling so guilty about?
So lately I've been thinking a lot about the future, and I don't know if I want my boyfriend to be a part of it.
Okay, that is mm-hmm. quite the loaded statement. Let's be careful here. I don't want to reveal too many details because we obviously don't want anyone to kind of figure out who you are.
Yeah.
But why specifically are you feeling this way?
So we've been together for a few years, and he started bringing up the idea of getting married.
Okay. And that's not a good thing.
A lot of women listening right now would be like doing backflips.
Yeah,
like, wait,
yeah.
Well, he brought up the idea.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a good thing, and he's a really great guy, but I just don't know. And it's just that, this is going to sound horrible, but I just don't think he makes enough money for me to marry him.
There it is.
Okay. Okay.
Again, let's be very careful with the details here. But does he, like, not have a job? Or does he have, like, what's the deal?
No, he does have a job, and that's the problem. He's got a job that he loves, but it's also a job that he's never going to make much money. And I've just been thinking a lot lately, and I just don't want the pressure to be the breadwinner my whole life. Or, you know, what if I want to stay at home when we have kids? Like, we would never be able to live off what he makes. I know you guys probably think I'm a terrible person, but...
No. Not at all. I think you're having very normal thoughts, actually. And it sounds like you're asking yourself some pretty important questions.
Have you brought it up to him at all?
No, I can't bring myself to do it. And I just don't want to make him choose between me and, you know, what he loves to do.
I don't think she's suggesting, like, you give him an ultimatum. Like, it's me or the job, but... I also don't think it's out of line to bring up some of the questions you've been asking yourself to him. I mean, they're completely valid, especially if you're thinking about taking the next step and getting married and having kids. Like,
Let's
be honest, kids are expensive.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I just think I sound, you know, so superficial, you know, kind of like a gold digger or something. But I just don't even want to think about how he would see it.
I don't know. Wait, maybe it's just me, but I don't think she sounds superficial at all.
No,
I mean,
I think it's being, you know, I mean, you've got to look at this prudently and sort of assess everything objectively.
Right.
Finances.
It's not like you're spotting, like, he doesn't make six figures,
right,
so he can't marry him. He doesn't check this box on my list of things. So
yeah.
I think there's a difference between being superficial and I think this honestly comes down to more wanting security, and like, who doesn't want that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Also, I mean, if he's bringing up marriage with you, then, I mean, you know, he obviously loves you. So I don't know. I think he might be more receptive than you're imagining to having that conversation.
Do you think?
Well, I mean, you said yourself, you've got a few years invested with this guy, and he's got a few years invested with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, do you love him? I mean, is this a deeper thing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well... You know, that's a conversation that needs to happen. And even though he loves his job right now, I mean, who knows? If you guys haven't talked about it, you don't even know. Maybe he has bigger aspirations than what he's doing now. Like, you know, that happens. People can be happy with where they currently are, but it doesn't mean they don't want more.
Right. And there's always the option of, you know, going back to school for, you know, something else or to a trade school.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just feel guilty even bringing it up because I don't want him to resent me if he ends up doing something, you know, kind of for me.
Well, you know, that's ultimately going to be his call. So if he ends up resenting you for that, in my opinion, that's still on him.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure there's plenty of people listening right now who have been through, you know, exactly what you're going through and have been where you are. Maybe there's some that can give you a little advice.
I mean, I could definitely use it. So.
Okay, sure, yeah. I mean, let's open it up. 222-9800. Have you been in a relationship where you didn't feel secure with the amount of money that your partner was making? It's an awkward conversation to have. Like, ultimately, when it comes down to it, talking about money,
yeah,
it's uncomfortable,
yeah,
right? But, you know, again, people do it. Like, how did you bring it up to them? You know, hopefully we can get maybe some positive stories and make this, you know, something that makes you feel a little better than making you dread this conversation even more.
Yeah,
I mean, I would certainly appreciate it, so.
All right, well, we will do our best. We got a bunch of people that want to talk about this. How about, let's go to the phones. 222-9800. Sandy from Churchville on the line right now. He wanted to respond to Team PXY True Confessions and the woman that says she's not sure that she can stay with her boyfriend and continue the relationship to the next level because she doesn't think he makes enough money.
I think that is kind of a tough conversation to have. I actually just had that with my current boyfriend.
Really? Ooh. Okay. So who were you in the same position as her, or was it roles reversed kind of thing?
It was the same position as her.
Wow.
And how did that go? How did you bring it up to him?
I was very honest about it. I reminded him how much I love him and appreciate him. And I said, look, honey, this isn't just for me. This is for you, too. And he's currently looking at internships to broaden his horizon.
Really? Okay. So yep. So wow. We had a positive story. This is exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he switched majors in college, too, so he could get that under his belt so he could get a better job.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, and again, you know, this woman said she hasn't had that conversation yet with her boyfriend. Maybe it'll go that route. Maybe he has that in the back of his mind already.
And for you, can I ask, was it that you eventually want to be like a stay-at-home mom, or was it more just that you guys, like, you want both of you to, like, make, you know, a good amount of money and be kind of
the security.
A power couple, if you will?
It's definitely a security thing. I'm a teacher right now, so being a teacher, you don't make hand-over-fist money.
Sure.
Right.
So it was more of a, I don't want to have to put our kids on a teacher's salary for our future. They deserve more. So.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah. It's tough. And I think it's a little less tough now, because I think back in the day, that conversation was probably harder to have because it was less of a norm for the woman in the relationship to be the one who makes more. But I think now in 2019, we're kind of moving towards a direction where I don't know a lot of guys out there. They're like, oh, my woman can't make more money than me. Like, I don't care. Like, please make more than me.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Yeah, it's not a fun one, but if you love him and he loves you, you just got to do it, and you talk out of love.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate you sharing your story.
No problem. Thanks. Love you guys.
All right, love you too.
Love you.
Jessica from Canandaigua on the phone right now. You wanted to respond to Team PXY True Confessions. Again, if you missed it, the woman that called in, and she's feeling guilty, but she is not sure that the guy that she's with now makes enough money to really have a future together.
Well, I'm kind of in the same situation with somebody who has been at the same job for 6 years and makes $11.85 an hour. And, you know, that's just not enough. I have 3 kids, and, you know, I understand that they are my responsibility, but if you want to be with somebody, you know, who has 3 kids, you have to make more than, you know, nickels and dimes.
Yeah, kids are expensive. I'm finding out the hard way right now.
Right. Just want to let her know that she should be very sensitive with the situation, because when I brought it up, I didn't necessarily have the best reaction.
Oh, okay.
I was told that, you know, this is what she loves to do, and if I can't just, you know, love her for her and not her money, then I need to find somebody else.
Wow, okay.
Ooh, what is that thing? So, I don't know.
Wow.
I just wanted to let her know that, you know, although he could be positive about it and it could be great, it also could go bad. So just make sure you're very careful with what you say and how you say it.
Sure.
Because, that, you know, it could just not really too great.
It is in my situation.
I
said it before, you know, money is one of those very uncomfortable subjects to talk about, even in your relationship.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter how much you love somebody, you know, if they love what they do, then it's going to take a lot for a person to change, you know, their life, what they do every single day to be with somebody.
Right.
No, very true. Well, we hope it works out for you.
Thank you. Me too. Fingers crossed.
Right? Thanks for calling in this morning.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye.
And thank you for everyone who's texting in. Certainly, again, this is certainly a topic that every couple has to kind of deal with, right?
Yeah.
But it is a conversation that unfortunately has to be had. Unless you follow the advice of that one woman that tried to like mind trick the guy into just thinking, oh, wait, I need to make more money.
Yeah, right.
Having him realize it on his own. Okay. If you can pull that off, you're a champ.
Yeah. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.